is Bishop King Solomon Burke speaking to you, and I am just blessed today to know that you out there in Radio Land are being blessed right now. There's a miracle waiting with your name on it, and all you have to do is come and claim it. I thank God for my godson, Reverend Gregory, who's in the miracle blessing business. God is really using this young man. People are being healed and delivered and touched. Bodies are being conditioned and turned around. Minds are being changed. Homes are being blessed. People are coming back to the new way of Christianity and knowing that God is their deliverer and savior. You too that are mixed up and confused and jinxed and voodoo and all messed up with bad luck, God can work that miracle for you. Would you trust in yourself and let God come into your life right now and do something special for you? Yes, some of you that are sitting there right now or riding in your car right now need a blessing right now. You need something special for this holiday. You need something for your home. You need a job. You need your body healed and touched. I want you to know that you too can be blessed. Would you look up and live? Would you just turn your mind around? Would you turn your heart around and turn your life around? Would you just ask God to remove those drugs and demonistic things from your home and your family and your loved ones in your life? You too can be richly blessed. God bless you. We're going to be praying with you. And Reverend Gregory, I'm here, and I want you to know that I'm standing by to pray with you and help you in any way that I possibly can. For God is in the miracle blessing business. For there is no failure in God.
And while she was pushing her way through, someone...
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children once again. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Some right now have court cases that are pending and seem unwinnable. Some, at the sound of my voice, have situations to where everything they work on does not come as they pray. Write down the telephone number, friends. That's 404-212-2444. Some right now have sicknesses in their bodies, that arthritis, that rheumatism, that gout. Some say, well, Rev, I have a kidney problem. Some have high blood pressure. Some right now have diabetes. We have been putting many different herbal remedies together for many a year. Some say, well, Rev, my nature's on vacation, or I'm trying to grow hair. You know, in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across that back. Come back, boil it, steep it, and then strain it into that jug so they can drink it and make it back to the fields the next morning. You might have a problem with witchcraft and voodoo and hoodoo around you, and you've been praying and praying and praying, and it seems as if the situation has not changed. You, my friends, might have enemies coming around to where you live, throwing stones and hiding their hands, sprinkling things down, doing all kinds of unnatural things, riding up and down the road trying to find help. But, my friends, I'm here in Atlanta. You can call me right now. Some have that court case that's pending that seems unwinnable. Some right now want that loved one back, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, that husband, that wife, that someone is else over there on the other side of town with, and you're trying to keep your home together. Yes, friends, you might just want to dress around that dwelling that you're living in so that things are peaceful and you're able to grow in your own home without Satan talking all kinds of foolishness around you. Get your pencils and paper ready. Call me right now. Some of you that are writing, my friends, I want you to write that mailing address down and put that prayer request down. Whatever donation you send to the ministry, my friends, you send it from your heart. I'm going to send you back a bottle of that Master Stroke oil that we've sent around the country. I'm going to send you a cross for you to keep that spirit on high. Some say, well, Rev, I need to bathe and cleanse things around this home, even myself. I've telephoned none of my friends. I want you to write it down. 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. I have one testimony we're going to play for you in just a minute of a man that had a problem within his body and cleared up a whole lot of situations at the same time. You might have a skin problem. You might have asthma and trying to worry about how you're going to breathe right later on. Telephone number, my friends, write it down. 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package for this reason right here. Whether it's a court case, whether your enemies are overbearing, I want you to write down the number, my friends. That's 404-212-2444. You know, my friends, we can talk about the Bible, the book of Genesis, the Revelation, but today I'm talking to you that are in need. Yes, you with your backs against the wall, you that are troubled about the situation that you're facing, whether it's financial, whether there's no peace in your home, whether you right now are looking at losing everything that you've acquired throughout life, my friends, write that telephone number down. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just leave a message or call me right back. I'm in the prayer office all throughout the day. Oh, my God. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address, I pray that you have your pencils and your paper ready. It's Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Again, that's Reverend Gregory, that's G-R-E-G-O-R-O-Y, P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip code, my friends, is 30321. And I know that you'll be glad that you did.
Right. Now, how long has it been that you've been having those headaches?
I've had those headaches for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And could nothing, they would always be there. When I got on medication, they start easing up then.
Uh-huh.
But the medication wouldn't get rid of them completely.
Right.
Now I've been without the medication 3 days. This is the fourth day right here.
Uh-huh. So it's gotten rid of it completely. You don't have any drawbacks on it? Or?
Well, I still can feel just a little bit.
Uh-huh. But you're off the medication.
Right, I'm off the medication.
And what were you saying before? You was telling me that when I first gave it to you, it
made me sweat.
Uh-huh. And it made you worry, huh?
Right. It just got me. I didn't know what was wrong.
It was drawing all that out of your body.
Yeah.
And then later on, you went straight to the doctor, too.
Right. I went straight to the doctor.
Just to find out why you were sweating.
Right. What was wrong with it?
Uh-huh.
Because I had a pain on the left side of my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what was causing it.
Right. And then the doctor, he told you that nothing was wrong.
He couldn't find nothing.
And so now you're off the medication and all you're doing is drinking your tea.
Right, drinking the tea.
I know that it will work for you. Tell me something.
Okay.
Because I'm recording this right here.
Oh.
Yes, my friends. Telephone number, friends. 404-212-2444. Whether you've tried before to clear that situation up, whether every time you tried, did nothing happen, whether every time you thought it was going on and it seemed to go backwards, I'm asking you to try me through the power of God today with the Spirit of Christ in your heart, my friends. Write that telephone number down. No matter what that problem is, friends. Some say, well, Rev, that court case is worrying me. Some say, well, Reverend Gregory, it is no peace in that home. Some right now are wondering how those in the Bible have worked it out. But you know, that book of Genesis to Revelations is real, even when it came to witchcraft. Write that telephone number down, 404-212-2444. Some right now are saying, well, Rev, in my home, my wife has gone and my husband is gone and everyone is having fun laughing. I want you to keep your business to yourself. Everybody's business, nobody's business. But I'll show you, friends, you too can come through. Telephone number, friends, once again, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number. 404-212-2444. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. Again, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. If I cannot help you through the power of God, my friends, I sure enough to God will not harm you. Maybe you'd like to learn how to dress around your own home without having someone dance around that house. Nobody's business around what you have in your backyard. Some say, well, Rev, right now it seems that all my family is going through a generation curse. My friends, when you write, put all that in that letter. Let me give you that mailing address once again. That's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it, my friends, 30321. For I know, my friends, you can work it through. You can turn it around. You can enjoy your life. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm asking you right now, until thee I cry, O Lord, my rock. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. Yes, you, my friends, that have been trying and trying throughout the years to clear that up. Whether you have a problem with your nature, whether you have a problem growing hair, whether it's natural or unnatural, my friends, oh, my God, as one minister used to say, we can fix it or unfix it. Again, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Now, for further information, my friends, I'm here in the prayer office all throughout the day. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial me right back. Our time is drawing down. Those of you that are bringing up children, my friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. After it's all gone, it's something else to go backwards. Again, my friends, that's 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do. Thank you.
Charles, 100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on today. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together and study your word. Lord God, we ask that you open our hearts and minds today. Let your Holy Spirit guide our conversations, giving us wisdom to understand the scriptures and the courage to apply them to our lives. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength in the matchless name of Jesus. Now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on today, could you turn them to Luke, the 22nd chapter and the 42nd verse? That's Luke, the 22nd chapter and the 42nd verse. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Luke 22 and 42. And it says, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is, nevertheless. Nevertheless. You see, Jesus prays with complete honesty right here. What is about to happen regarding the suffering. Yet fully he submits his life and desires to God because he trusts the Father's plan. Nevertheless is a pivot of faith because it marks the shift from asking for what we want to submission, which means accepting what God knows what is best for us. So we're going to break this verse down. We're going to look at the part where it says, remove this cup. You see, this cup is a metaphor for divine judgment or a specific destiny. And this cup represents suffering. By asking for the cup to be removed, Jesus displayed his authentic humanity. You see, it was physical and spiritual. You see, he is not just facing a painful execution, but the spiritual weight of taking on human sin and the impending separation from the Father. You see, it was agony. Luke was a physician, which he later notes that Jesus' sweat became like great drops of blood. And people of God, this shows that his submission was not easy. It was not easy for him. It was a hard-fought battle of the soul. And it also represents the relationship with the Father. Jesus begins this intense plea with an address of intimacy. Even in the face of the greater suffering imaginable, his first instinct is to appeal to the character and the relationship he has with God. It establishes that what follows is an act of trust, not just a demand of faith. It draws the relationship closer. Nevertheless, ha-yidariyosha. So it also represents a divine condition. If thou be willing, you see, it's not up to me no more. You giving God permission to do what he needs to do. This acknowledges God's sovereignty. Jesus isn't asking for a loophole. He is asking if there is any other way within the Father's plan to achieve the redemption of humanity. You see, it shows that Jesus remained in perfect alignment with the Father's character, even while expressing his own desire to avoid the cross. In other words, he was asking God, God, is there another way? But if not, let your will be done. Come on here, somebody. I know there's oftentimes what you go through don't feel good, but it is for your good. Because if it wasn't, God would not have trusted you to go through this for that season. So we're going to look at the ultimate submission, which is not my will, but thine. You see, this don't have nothing to do with me anymore. My life is in the hands of the Father. I am a vessel being used by God. So God, it is not my will, even though I want to do my own thing, but it is your will because I trust your will for my life. You see, this is the great exchange right here. Come on here, somebody. The great exchange of the garden right here. You see, in many ways, Gethsemane is the reversal of the Garden of Eden. Here the old bullshit. Because in the Garden of Eden, Adam chose his own will over God's, leading to the fall. But in Gethsemane, the second Adam, Jesus, chooses God's will over his own, leading to the restoration of humanity. Somebody better get this. In Eden, listen, Adam chose his own will over God's leading to the fall. Adam chose to do his own thing. That's why the fall came. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, the second Adam, which is Jesus, chooses God's will over his own, leading to the restoration of humanity. He trusted God. So, as we look at this verse, the verse serves as the model for our prayer and for us to trust God even the more. God, nevertheless, this don't feel good, but nevertheless, your word says it is working for my good. Father God, even though I don't want to go through this, nevertheless, I'm going to trust you. It is the act of nevertheless. That's the attitude we have to get to, is nevertheless, to the point to, it's not what I want anymore, but God, it is what you desire for me to have. What is your will for my life? Good God Almighty. My God. It is expressing our deepest fear and our desires to God. And it all goes back to the goal of prayer, to align the heart with the divine purpose that God has for us. While the will submits to the totality of it all concerning our life. Not my will, God, but your will be done in my life. And see, also in this verse, we see as Jesus was in a great distress and he faced the upcoming agony of the cross, he prayed three times that the Father would remove the cup of suffering. It's okay to ask God to take away something that's overwhelming and seems too much to bear. But you need to add the nevertheless. Oh, my God. Nevertheless, God, if it doesn't happen my way, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to live bitter or give up on my dreams. I'm going to stand strong I'm going to endure, knowing that this suffering season is leading to a resurrection, to a new level of my destiny. Oh, my God. People of God, God wouldn't have chose you in the difficulty if he didn't have something amazing in front of you. He would not leave you in the difficulty. Oftentimes we talk about the waiting season. The waiting season is there to prune you. The waiting season is there to increase your faith. The waiting season is there to gain your relationship with God. The waiting season is there to help you, to get things out of you, to strengthen you. There are levels of favor and blessings you can only see by going through a season of suffering. Oh, come on here, somebody. You see, the pathway through is designed by God to launch you to the power of the resurrection, to favor that you've never imagined, to blessings that you have never encountered. But people of God, listen, you have to pass the test. You cannot murmur. You cannot complain. You cannot be wishy-washy. You cannot be up one day and down the next. You got to keep your focus. But hear the Holy Ghost well. You got to change your mindset. Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Ooh, how you did your bow shape. This is the time to say, God, I may not like it, but I trust you. God, it don't feel good where I'm at in this season, but I trust you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to seek your face. I'm going to read my word. I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. Because I know that you're taking me through to get to my breakthrough. Come on here, somebody. God is taking you through to get to your breakthrough. I preached a message on Sunday before last in Baton Rouge. We are in the midst of a breakthrough. And being in the midst of your breakthrough, you are seeing some things that you have never seen before. In the midst of your breakthrough, God is building you. God is strengthening you for your next. In the midst of your breakthrough, you are going to face challenges. Challenges are going to come up against you. But in the midst of your breakthrough, God is teaching you how to deal with your challenges. Oh, my God. I've told them, you have to embrace your breakthrough. God, I don't understand, but God, I say nevertheless, not my will, God, but your will be done. In the midst of your breakthrough, God is changing your mindset. Come on here. In the midst of your breakthrough, eagles are flying high. They don't have time to come down with the chickens nor the flamingos. They have a higher mindset. In the midst of your breakthrough, God is stabilizing you. Oh, my God. Stagnation has been loose from you. Let us pray. I'm in the midst of my breakthrough. Father, thank you that you are worthy of our unconditional trust. There are things in our lives that we don't understand, and they are overwhelming things we want you to remove. But even if that never happens, God, we still got